If, like me, you're of a certain age and you consider Zen Buddhism, your thoughts will probably turn pretty quickly to Robert Pirsig, who has died at the age of 88. Pirsig was the author of the best-selling Zen and the Art of Motorcycle Maintenance. The book almost didn't happen. It was rejected by more than 120 publishers before it finally came out in 1974 and then went on to sell millions of copies. Megan Bryson teaches East Asian religions at the University of Tennessee, Knoxville. She says defining what's Zen about Pirsig's book is a bit challenging.
In Pirsig's author's note, he actually gives a disclaimer that the book, and I'm quoting here, should in no way be associated with that great body of factual information relating to Orthodox Zen Buddhist practice. But still, he uses the idea of Zen throughout the book, mainly to refer to a kind of romantic sensibility that is an understanding of the world that rejects a solely rational kind of standard. So he looks at Zen as being in the moment, as a kind of pure experience. And that's, I think, one of the things that appealed to a lot of people about this book, the idea that there was some way of accessing this experience that went beyond language or beyond logic.
Well, his own inspiration was traveling to India as a young man, studying Eastern philosophy, and then he went on to teach creative writing. The book itself chronicles a motorcycle journey from Minnesota to California. I'm just curious, how did Pirsig come to the idea of Zen Buddhism in the first place? Like, what was his path of discovery?
I'm sure he encountered Zen along with the other Asian ideas that he encountered in India. Certainly when he was a younger man, Zen was having a moment in America with D.T. Suzuki, Alan Watts, Jack Kerouac, kind of Beats in general, writing a lot about Zen, especially in the late 1950s. So he would have encountered Zen, especially this image of Zen as pure experience, through those kinds of writings.
Along this motorcycle journey, Pirsig writes a lot about quality. There are all these meditations on quality on the 17-day trip. What is this thing called quality, with a capital Q, he was so intrigued with?
Well, quality is really Pirsig's distinctive philosophical idea or system. Ultimately, it refers to joining these rational and romantic sensibilities. And on the motorcycle journey, he recounts sort of becoming more and more won over by a romantic, or, you know, in his case, Zen approach. So he's trying to merge these two things and try to find quality, or kind of the good or the highest value in life. For him, you know, quality cannot just be about things that are intellectualized or that can be expressed in language. There has to be a kind of experiential dimension of quality that really defines this notion of quality with a capital Q.
Interestingly, Pirsig spoke with our colleagues at the BBC some years ago and said that one of his colleagues inspired him to focus on quality. Let's hear that real quick.
She was the one who put the bee in my bonnet on quality. I had never thought of it before. And she just said, "I hope you're teaching quality." And I said, "Oh, yeah, of course. You know, who isn't teaching quality?" She said, "Oh, that's wonderful, wonderful." Then she keeps coming back, driving further and further. So finally, I have to face the question, what the hell is she talking about? Quality. And that's the beginning of the metaphysics of quality at that point.
Pirsig was famous for retreating and declining interviews. What would you have liked to have asked him?
Well, one of the things I'd like to ask him is why he named the book Zen and the Art of Motorcycle Maintenance. You know, someone who researches East Asian Buddhism primarily, I'm particularly interested in his incorporation of the concept of Zen into this work. So that's one of the things I would be interested in.
Being in the here and now, it's kind of reflected in the current time with all this attention to mindfulness and meditation, isn't it?
Definitely. And I think that in a lot of ways, mindfulness is the new Zen. It sort of supplanted Zen in the sort of Eastern-inspired movement of our day.
Megan Bryson teaches East Asian religions at the University of Tennessee, Knoxville. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you.